Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is from the Gemara. And in fact, it's from the Gemara Yerushalmi. As you may know, there's a Gemara Bavli, which was written down in Babylonia. And there's a Gemara Yerushalmi, which was written down in Yerushalayim. And this story is from the Gemara Yerushalmi, Peya, Parak Aleph, Chapter 1, Halacha Aleph, Law Number 1. It's a story about Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who was the leader of the Jewish people about 2,000 years ago. The great Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who actually was the one who edited the Mishnayos. He was very friendly with a certain king, the Melech Artaban from Persia, which is a country not so far away from Eretz Yisrael, which at that time, the king of Persia was very friendly with Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the leader of the Jewish people. And the Gemara tells this story. Once, the king of Persia, Artaban, sent his friend Rabbi Yehuda Nasi a gift of a very precious jewel. It was a very valuable jewel, and he sent it to his friend Rabbi Yehuda because he has great, great respect for Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. In return, usually if someone sends us a gift, or quite often we send them a gift in return, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi sent a gift to the king, and it was a large and beautiful mezuzah. Now the king did not understand the value of a mezuzah, and therefore he was insulted. He said, "What's this? It's a parchment with some writing on it. That's not very valuable." He said to Rabbi Yehuda, "I sent you something very precious. What did you send me in return?" "A mezuzah, parchment with some writing. I could buy that for very little money." He didn't realize that a mezuzah you cannot buy for very little money, actually. It has to be written in a very, very, very exact way according to halacha. And besides that, as we'll soon see in the story, a mezuzah, as you may know, has another great, great, great value. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said to the king, "It's true, you sent me a priceless gift, a jewel. In fact, I will have to hire guards to make sure that nobody steals it. However, what's special about the present I sent you is that it will guard you. You will not have to hire guards to guard the gift I gave you. It will guard you, a mezuzah, through Hashem's blessing, guards you. And that's why it's actually priceless. It's beyond value." Now, it doesn't sound as if the king of Persia really got it, that he really understood, because sometime after this, the king's daughter became very, very ill. And he could not find a cure. He could not find any medicine that would work. And so at that time, he suddenly remembered about the mezuzah that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had sent to him and what Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had said about it. And so he got the mezuzah and he put it up on the doorway of his daughter's room. And amazingly, the girl recovered from her sickness within a very short time and became again healthy. That is the story. And so we see the great power that Hashem sends his blessings through a mezuzah. Of course, it's not the mezuzah itself, of course. It's Hashem's bracha that comes through the mezuzah. But this is why it's so important for every Jewish person to have all the mezuzahs that their house needs to have on each door that needs to have one. And it should be checked quite regularly, ideally even every elul, to make sure that the writing is not faded, or the letters have not cracked, or there hasn't been damage from rain, or other conditions, and to regularly check at least twice in 7 years, but even better, every year, all the mezuzahs and also the tefillin that we have to make sure they're kosher, and this way Hashem's bracha will come through them to protect us when we're in the house and when we're not in the house, and many, many other brachas as well. Thank you very much for listening and joining us for the story of the day.